Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 back 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sipped the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy to kill from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
What's going on? This is Hour 2 Pregame Radio. It's after 12, but we still going to commemorate MJ because, hell, I love him. He was my dude. He was my babysitter coming up, and that's what it is. 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody who's rocking on Twitter, Facebook, Tiny Chat. However you listen to the show, big shout out to you. I'm going to start off with a famous Michael Jordan commercial, but still, for those who don't know, the song did have a message to it, because when Michael did do songs, most times, yeah, it got you out your seat, got you dancing, but if you sat down and listened, it made you think about certain shit. But this is one of those songs. This is Bad. We're going to play that. We're going to jump right back to the show. Keep talking about MJ and everything like that. Shout out to all the admins who was in the room, the chat rooms, on the lines, everything like that, all of the followers. Big shout out to y'all. But like I said, we're starting the show out. This part of the show, Michael Jackson Bad, all right? Pre-game radio, I'm Brooklyn Black, and I'll see you in a second, all right?
Watch your mouth, I know your game.
Yes, so we are live at pregame radio. This is how we're doing. Like I said, we're commemorating MJ and everything. We got a lady still in the building. We got Heb in the building. And like I said, we just talked about MJ reminiscing, you know, playing some tracks, saying what we love about him and everything like that. 347-857-4302 is the number to call in. You know, you want to put up your MJ moment or you just want to get on and say what's up. You know, send your shout-outs or whatever. That's what it is. That's how we're doing it. Lucky me just got back in the building. Ed, what's going on?
Huh? They showing a video tribute to Michael Jackson on VH1, and me and Aisha over here jamming to that shit right now.
Okay. Shout out to Wolfie over there. Y'all over there going out to the Michael Jackson video thing on VH1.
That's right.
Lady Still, where you at? What you dealing with?
Lady Still is very hungover.
Slightly hungover. That's what's up. At least you're having fun, man. Oh, wow. Well, I ain't think a professional like you get hangovers, but that's what it is. But for those who don't know, like I said, we're doing the show today. It's straight up about MJ, nothing but MJ, all about him. And if you got some other stuff you want to talk about, sure, bring it in. You know, it's the Ask Black Hour, as always. So if you got something you want to ask the panel, you know, you always do that. Before we go and pay some more bills, I want to tell you guys about the Get My Image party going down at Club Remix on the 2nd. Club Remix on the 2nd is going to be popping. Like I said, the Irish ladies, they're going to bring you the Get My Image party. They're going to have a whole bunch of photographers there and everything like that, drink specials, everything. But there will be no lines. So do not go there. Say, get online, expect them to pay at the door. You're going to need a ticket. And if you get a ticket, you need to call Pretty at 347-598-0851 or send an email at dierichladies@gmail.com. Set it up, get your ticket, go enjoy the party. All right? Also, too, Fridays at Promenade. I know Lady Still, she loves Promenade. You're going to start jumping off over there on the Fridays. 215 West 28th Street between 7 and 8. It's 21 and over, strict dress code. So, ladies, you know, the nice little pumps and the stilettos and nice dress. Fellas, throwing a button up. I know it's hot, but, you know, get a short sleeve on or something. You know, that's how they rock it for this party. Ladies are free on the guest list until 2 o'clock. So if you want to get on the guest list, you want to holler at the people at Promenade, don't worry, don't stress. I'll have that information up for you on my Facebook as soon as this show ends. Fellas, you are free until 11:30. And you're reduced price after if you're on the guest list. Only in the guest list closes at 2. So if you're trying to get there after 2, it's not going to happen. I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite Michael joints. Some people don't know about it. Some people do. The actual fans, they know about it. This came off one of his later albums. It was actually the title track. So I'm about to throw on Blood on the Dance Floor for y'all. And we're going to come right back in, do a quick recap of our dumbasses of the week. And anything like that, and we're going to keep it going. Like I said, all about MJ, Ask Black, call, you know, with your questions, get your advice. Ab, she needs to, like, take her halls or something. So we're going to get all that going, and we're going to come right back into it, all right? Brooklyn Black Free Game, like I said, this is Blood on the Dance Floor, Michael. Yeah. So that was the Blood on the Dance Floor joint. Like I said, that's one of my favorite MJ joints. One of my favorites, not my top, but it's one of my most favorite slash slept on MJ joints of all time. Lady Steele, what you feel about Blood on the Dance Floor?
Blood on the Dance Floor isn't one of my favorites.
Well, like I said, only do I ask because actually that whole album, the whole Blood on the Dance Floor album, I felt was a slept on album. Like, I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it had production from Timbaland and all these other people on there. So, I, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I dug it. I was feeling it. Ed, what about Blood on the Dance Floor? How you like that one, Ed?
I love everything Michael made. That's it.
So, okay, so being a loyal fan, like, you know what I'm saying, just keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? Not one MJ joint that was whack to you? Or one MJ joint that you just wasn't feeling like the rest of them?
Something he did with the Jacksons a long time ago, and it was called Dreaming or something to that effect. That particular song I just couldn't jive with, but everything else Michael did, I like to some degree or another.
All right. Rock, what you say, Luck?
All right, go ahead. Repeat. Come again. Sorry, I have technical difficulties. Go again.
Technical difficulties. I see Illuminati trying to get you, too. I was asking what you thought on the Blood on the Dance Floor joint, you know, because a lot of people, they never heard that, and that song's been out for damn near 10 years.
Well, I mean, I think that, as far as that album, he was keeping it sexy for the most part. I think in that album, he was more keeping it sexy on.
Okay, so he's more so him keeping it sexy. Yeah, I got you. So 347-857-4302 is the number. You guys tune in. This is Free Game Radio. Also, too, if you guys haven't done it, even if you have done it, do it again. And you guys go to Zync, ZYNC.MTV.com. I'm actually, you know, I'm trying to, what's the word, broaden my horizons or strengthen the Free Game Radio brand or the Brooklyn Black brand. So I've throw myself in the mix to be the MTV Twitter VJ. And all you got to do is, like I said, go to Zync, ZYNC.MTV.com. Nominate me using my name on Twitter, which is Brooklyn Black, all one word. Just use the @ sign. Don't use caps. You use caps, they'll tell you it's not valid. So just do it all lowercase, @Brooklyn Black. Nominate me. If I get up there, like I said last week, even if I get the spy and I'm on MTV and all that, I'm still going to be doing pregame radio because I still cannot shut out the unsigned, the unheard, you know what I'm saying, the local cats. And this is one reason why I do it, you know what I'm saying? I do it for all the locals, the unsigned people, the unheard people, because a lot of these unheard of cats, these unsigned cats are doing a lot, well, not doing better, but sound a lot better than these dudes that we got out making videos and albums mainstream now. So I still want to give them their shot. So like I said, if I make it and I'm on MTV and all that, I'm still doing pregame radio. I'm still going to give these guys their shot. People like Lucky Me and Freddie Sway, Trey Brown, Big Bucks, people like that, I'm still going to give them their shot on that because that's what I do. Like I said, I normally start a pregame radio just to do that. But anyway, starting this Friday and every Friday after that, you want to be at Club Promenade for the Pleasure Friday jump-off. 21 and over, strict dress code. So ladies, get sexy. Fellas, get grown up looking, you know, button up, nice shoes, all that good stuff. So get ready and do that. And if you want to look for something just to, you know, like a tone down the weekend before you go back to work, you can head up this reggae party going down. Actually, there's another one, reggae summer night's going down on the 3rd. 497 Decal, and that's one right there on the corner of Franklin. So Franklin and the Decal right there. G Train the Classing. Go there, ladies, are free before 12. The admission's $10 anyway. So if, even if y'all get there after 12 o'clock, if you ain't got $10, you shouldn't have left the house. So check that out. If you want more information, you can contact Bintu. That's 347-249-6594. Also, two birthday shout-outs. Greg C., Jillian Valentine, Mocha D., who is a Blog Talk radio host. Her show is live on the couch with Mocha D. She does those on a more sporadic basis, so That's Hushu Hushu, Homeboy Joe Six, Lisa B, and Linda. They all celebrate birthday this weekend, either today, yesterday, whatever it is. They all celebrate a birthday. We're going to pay a couple more bills. I know, I'm sorry, I never have this many commercial interruptions and things like that. But it's MJ, I want to get as much of his stuff out there because, like I said, I'm doing this because I love him. He helped, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, he's my babysitter. Thanks to Ed. And, you know, I can't not say, you know, he didn't somehow inspire me to do what I do because anyone that knows me knows I wasn't even going to do shows tonight. You know what I'm saying? But I thought back to when MJ was coming up and he didn't want to do a show. He was tired or he wanted to be a kid or he just wanted to chill and he went out anyway and he shut the shit down. So with that energy, I figure I could still do my show. You know what I mean? And he was doing it. He had half his scalp burnt off and all this good stuff. And he still went out there at night, did his thing, moonwalked, spun around, and got us all pumped. So I figured if he could do it, I could do my show. Forget all the personal BS going on. I could still do the show. The show must go on. So I'm doing this, like I said, off that strength. Mike, we love you. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come right back. And we got another Jackson 5 drink for y'all. So I know anybody who was a big Jackson 5 person, Lady Steel, look, I'm playing this one too for y'all. This is Shake Your Body. Enjoy it. Freaking Radio, we'll be back in a minute, all right?
Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground.
All right, we are back live in the pregame. That was the Jacksons, not even the Jackson 5, but the Jacksons with Shake Your Body. You know, we got the panel and the whole panel. We're all MJ fans, you know, me, Lady Steele, Ev, Lucky Me. And like I said before in the previous show, Ev was the reason I got, you know, exposed to the Michael Bieber to keep me occupied when she had the babies and me as a kid. She would just sit me down in front of an MJ video and I'll be content for hours on end.
Yeah.
But
I have like one track, very underrated, but I think it was one of the best tribute songs ever, in my opinion, to Michael. It's by Neo and
okay.
It's called Nobody.
I gotta check that. I have heard that.
Yeah, I haven't even heard that. If you can find the YouTube link for it, definitely put it up.
It was done before he died, off of the Year of the Gentleman album. But it's just like a, you know, it's in the, you'll get the Michael feel from it. But I love the song. I'll put it on your page.
Oh. I appreciate it. Just a quick recap on one of our dumbasses of the week who I nominated as Tyler Perry for firing his staff for disclosing secrets to the writers of the Boondocks. And anyone who saw that episode of the Boondocks, the most recent one that shows Tyler Perry or a character like Tyler Perry being very homoerotic, you know, being sexually harassing towards the males in his production company and had them all oiled up and all that good stuff. And I guess as a way of damage control, before you start to go off, because I hear your gun cocking, I hear you getting ready to go pause.
You know, I'm like that, but go ahead.
You know, but before you go off, let me just, you know what I'm saying, I feel like this, if, like, you know what I'm saying, Tyler Perry's gayness is like one of those family secrets, like, yeah, we all know, but ain't nobody want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like we knew Cousin Pookie, he was fruity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But ain't nobody want to say nothing. Now with him pulling that move, like if he actually did that, like he actually fired all of his staff because he felt someone told Aaron Magruder, and whoever doesn't know who Aaron Magruder is the actual creator of the Boondocks. He felt someone gave Aaron Magruder all this inside info and disclosed all of these secrets. So he fired him off, but that like that pretty much cements the fact that you're your fruity pants, not gay best, but to say, you know, you like it like that, and you're trying to hide it when it's already out there.
That's so retarded.
Like, come on, son, we already know you gay. Huh?
I said that's retarded because for years, Sandra Rose and the Panache Report have been reporting this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know who Sandra Rose is. I really don't follow her like that, but Like I said, the whole topic thing. That's like having that one gay cousin or the gay uncle. Everyone knows he's gay, but he ain't officially come out, so ain't nobody saying nothing to him. But we know he's gay. All the boys are playing with G.I. Joes, and he got a Barbie.
He deserves to be called out though, because he loves to throw God and everything.
I think too that maybe the writers on Boondocks may have embellished just a little. They may have taken certain aspects and just blew it out of proportion. Now, do I believe that he has dudes oiled up and slicked up in order to come in audition or, you know, as part of his dances or anything like that? Nah, I think that's just some funny shit, because it's real talk. At some point, if a guy is muscular or he has a nice physique, at some point in his career, he is oiled up for a picture or whatever. So, I mean, they might have, you know, took a few liberties with that. Do I believe that he's saying that he gets these thoughts from Jesus or God himself? I mean, yeah, I guess if that's what he wants to say, it's his inspiration for it, other than personal life experiences of himself and those among him or closest to him, family members, et cetera, et cetera. But if he wants to say it, then that's where he gets, you know, his thought, or God is his muse, then, you know, so be it. I thought the shit was quite hilarious. I think he has enough money now where he should be beyond what people say. I mean, you're an entertainer. You're out there. Everybody knows you, of course. You know, that's not always a good thing. People are not always going to have good things to say. So you got to learn how to let it fall off your back like a duck, like water off a duck's back. You just got to roll with that shit. If he actually did fire people, then I can understand that too, because then that means there's been a breach of trust. There's been a breach of trust, and if they told that, then what else did they tell? Regardless of the fact that he's a public figure or that he makes movies or whatever, he still is entitled to have a private life and to do things in his own privacy without it being public knowledge.
That's very true.
And now, with that is, which is 100% true, but we're not talking about the whole reach, you know what I'm saying? Because that's like, you know, somebody saying, oh, Ab can't make cheesecakes, but then you fire everybody who helps with your operation, and then you start making mad cheesecakes. Like all you're doing is proving the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why fire the staff? Because somebody might have told somebody, hey, he might be a fudge packer. So you fire everybody. That just
because
makes you look more guilty.
They could have been under a contract also, though, too. So they probably would have been getting fired anyway. Most celebrities have people sign confidentiality agreements.
Exactly.
So
they got to sign a waiver. You can't be running your mouth about what goes on here while you're in my employment, and even after you leave my employment, you shouldn't be saying shit. So like I said, you know, it's a breach of trust. And I can understand that. How would you feel knowing that you don't know who it is?
That's the thing. He probably gave someone an opportunity to be like, yo, come clean. Come clean, save everybody else's gig, and, you know, you suffer the repercussions for what you did. And they didn't, so he probably had to start from scratch. He had to start from scratch. And I understand that. If there's anything that anyone's noticed that has been in my life a long time is that every couple of years or so, the people that I deal with or hang with, you know, I don't deal and hang with them no more. That's just the circle of life. That's just how shit goes. You know, that's
and
how
then
shit
again,
goes.
Knowing Hollywood, he could have just been cleaning house, period, and it just happened to clash with that.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah. People contact
to the 347-857-4302 is the number. You know you want to get in contact. If you want to be on the air, just hit one of your phones like those who are in the call queue. Trust me, I see you. I don't know if you want to get on, so hit one of your phones, but I will call someone randomly, all right? But that's pretty much what we're talking about. But I'm going to play what's probably going to be the last MJ song of the night. I saved the best for last. It's one of my... It's my favorite MJ ballad, all right? Because, you know, he did songs, and then he did ballads, and he did fucking movements, all right? Thriller was a movement. The next song I'm about to play, that was a ballad. So I'm about to play this. And this song always stuck with me because no matter what, Living With Epps, she played this shit at least once a fucking week. All right, so... For those who don't know, this is She's Out of My Life. All right, we'll be right back. Pre-game radio. Come back, wrap things up, get the shout-outs out and everything like that, all right? Pre-game radio, we'll be back in a second.
Like a knife.
Yeah, we back. Free Game Radio. That was She's Out of My Life by MJ. That was a real powerful ballad. Like, I can't even front. I'm going to keep it 100 with my listeners. Every time I hear that, it hits me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, we talked about MJ, remembering him, commemorating him, showing him that we love him, despite no matter what the media said about him, everything like that. We got this trusted panel up in here. Me, Lady Steel, Ab, Lucky Me, Mr. New City. Those who don't know, check him out, Google him. He got the hook cooking. Season 2 is in effect. And that's what we're going to hit the phone line right now. We got a call coming out of the 845, Rockland County, Middletown, in that area. 845, what's good? You are live in the pregame.
Yo, what's good, Luck? It's Casper.
Luck ain't here, but this is Brooklyn Black. What's up, homie?
Oh, what's good? Yo, my man Luck, man, me and him used to live together and shit, shooting movies back in the day. I just wanted to call, give a shout-out to the 845, give a shout-out to you guys up there doing your damn thing, I see.
That's what's up. Casper, what's going on? Like, you know, what are you working on, man? Like, what you got going on for yourself? What are you doing nowadays?
Working.
I mean, basically
working nonstop, working, getting money, trying to live a good life, you know. Doing the wrong shit, you know, making that dirty money don't last too long. Found that out the hard way, and now living life right. You know what I mean?
So that's what's up. So anybody listening, take heed. Getting that quick dirty money ain't nowhere to go, man. Because either way, that shit catches up to you, and you got to start from scratch all over again.
Yeah.
But Tesla, man, you got support. We got about 50 minutes left in the show. You know what I mean? Get your shout outs out. You know, let people know who you are, man.
No doubt. I'd like to give a shout-out to just everybody in 845. You know what I mean? Get up. Throw it up. You know what I mean? Just keep your head up out of hot water. Give a shout-out to you, my man Lucky Me. Stay on the grind.
That's what's up. I appreciate the love. And all those in the 845, on the 11th, July 11th, they have in the 6th annual Travis Taz White Memorial Basketball Tournament. If you want to get down, I believe you need a team of three. You want to go to Trendsetters Boutique, which is 38 South Main Street in Nyack, South Franklin Street, sorry, in Nyack, New York. Go sign up, play some ball. It's all for a good cause. You know, it's there to commemorate, you know, a native son of Nyack who 6 years ago tragically, tragically lost his life, you know, over some bullshit, over some pettiness. And, you know, I'll straight talk about it. You know, like I said, it was all some bullshit that he died, but. Like I said, with that, something positive came about. So go out to that, go out to the game, show some support, you know, get it through free throws and everything like that. But Casper, good looking out on the call, and my dude, keep rocking with us, and we're going to do the damn thing.
No doubt. Keep it real. All
right, we got about 15 minutes left, and like I said before, I was definitely going to be calling out somebody, so... I got a caller out of the 347. 347, you are live in the pregame. 347-928. What is good? You're in the pregame.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hello,
Papa. Oh, there you go. You've been there the whole show. What's going on?
I don't know. So it's my first time.
She's so
He's been looking for
you
since 11:30. Okay,
yeah.
That's
so cool.
Oh, wow, she doesn't even realize she's on the air.
Yes, I do.
He's making shit up with you. Okay, so what's going on? You want to give a shout out? You on the air? This is your time.
Oh, I'm here on my romantic weekend away. It's good.
Yeah, you have to sleep in the week, huh?
What?
I said you have to sleep.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you. You know, staying up and rocking with us and anything like that. So, if you want to give a shout out, you know, go ahead so you can go to sleep and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to sleep.
Yo, Brooklyn. What's up?
Yo.
I ain't calling because of the feedback. She ain't going to sleep.
Oh, this is Jay. Oh, is this that Tasha? Oh! Okay. Now I know what's what. Alright, so, wait. This guy, he's on vacation. Shout out to this guy. He's on vacation somewhere in Connecticut, getting it in, and he still found the time to get up with us. So, what's going on, man? Like, you got anything you want to go in on? You know, you got the floor right now, man, because we've been trying to get a city lock on you for a minute.
I just think that, like, I've been listening to the show because we called in earlier. And I think that, first of all, that thing with Tyler Perry is crazy. He made himself look real suspect by firing the whole staff, but he got the right to do that because he feel they reached his confidence. So, you know, it is what it is. But personally, I think that they might be right. I mean, I think I seen him play a female just one time too many. So that's that. And as for the rest of it all, we love Michael. I don't care what nobody says. All that other stuff was just alleged. Ain't nobody get nothing proven, nothing convicted. And the person who actually accused him actually committed suicide because they probably feel guilty about telling them damn lies in the first place.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Go ahead.
One more thing. I also want to say that I don't think that Mandy should put up no more bad opinions about the man because he's gone already.
That's what's up. He's all right.
Well, as far as the whole Amanda situation goes, she submitted a statement earlier. I'm not going to go back into it, but she had pretty much thrown in her white towel. She said she was done going in about it, and I'm going to take it as that. But if it does arise again, I already know 100% that she's going to feel the wrath of it, so I'm not even worried about it. But big shout out to Amanda. Whatever you're doing out there, whatever your previous engagement was, I hope you're having fun. Hope you're safe. Hope you pregame before you went to save yourself some money.
I hope
you did all of that. What's
Brooklyn,
up?
I'm about to open up that bottle of 1873. 63? 63.
Okay,
yeah.
1863 Bacardi. All right, so have fun with that. I already know what you're going to do. So have fun with that. Like I said, pregame, be safe. I'll holler at you when you get back to the city. All right, my dude?
All right, no doubt.
All right, we got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. We got another call coming out of the 646. 646-753, what is good? You alive in the pregame?
Nothing.
What?
Six at the party.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? What's up? Who's this?
Arlie.
Oh, it's the birthday girl, Arlie. It's her birthday today. She's celebrating her birthday, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her. I guess at the beginning of this show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, at work. Fun.
How do you work on your birthday? Well, I hear that. Get your money up. But why are you on the air? You know, this is your time. Get your shout-outs going and everything like that. You know, it's your birthday.
You just called me off guard. I was just sitting here listening, okay?
I'm saying it's your birthday, you know. Let it out. You know, give your shout-outs and whatever. You know, it's your world tonight.
It's my world. Yeah, I'd like to be home, out partying with my drinks, man. I really can't talk right now, so thank you for the shout-out. But like I said, I was just listening, and you just, like, really caught me off guard here.
Well, I said I'd be doing that, so, of course, you was playing games. But no doubt, shout-out to her, and shout-out to people who go to work on their birthday, all right? You know, because most people, they normally just live it up and chill and bullshit and get wasted. But shout-out to people who actually go to work on their birthday. We got a caller out of the 651. I believe that's the brother Abdul. Abdul, what up, man?
And that's Brooklyn Black.
What's going on, man?
I just want to say something right quick. I just want to say, Tyler Perry is a freak. He is a freak, and this is for y'all that don't know. This is Uncle Rucker, no relation.
I was supposed to say, why the hell did you sound like that?
That nigga's a freak. That and his writers did tell us about some things, and that's why we put it in there. That nigga's gay. Yes, he is. That nigga's a freak. So, Brooklyn, if they ever ask you if Tyler Perry is a friend like that or a freaky like that, just tell them, yeah, because Uncle Ruckus and people here at Boondocks are here. That nigga's a freak.
So wait, Uncle Ruckus, like, are you, like, saying, like, on behalf of the Boondocks staff that this nigga's gay?
I will say this. I met that nigga, and he did have man on his brow. I will say it like that. I would not be surprised if his dye was very high in sodium, if you understand what I'm talking about. Yeah. And that nigga is nasty. And I just want to say to Robert Freeman, if you're listening, you're still a monkey to me. And I just want to say that. But yeah, I think Tyler Perry is. I think that's why he like getting them dresses so damn much. What man you know won't wear a dress every movie? Yeah.
Did he
every
approach
movie?
You?
What'd you say?
Did he approach you?
He did approach me. He approached me and he wanted me to appear in a movie, but I already knew what he really meant. I thought he wanted to take me back to a trailer because he kept saying I got a contract for you to sign, but most of the time when they say contract, they mean casting couch.
Did you get greased up?
I didn't. No, Uncle Ruckus is not nasty like that. I didn't get greased up. I didn't even go with that nigga. I just told that nigga I wasn't interested. First of all, I don't trust niggas no way. So if it was Steven Spielberg or George Lucas or one of them, I work with one of them. Because they white men
too.
And they all so great.
They're gay also.
What'd you say?
They're gay white men.
Who what? Are they gay? Are they gay? Well, I'd rather work with a gay white man than a gay nigga. I'll tell you that right now. Because black people ain't nothing but jigaboo coons and monkeys. I'll tell you that right now. And that goes for that nigga Brooklyn Black, too. That nigga's a monkey. You know he was raised by Silverback Gorilla? You know he was raised in the zoo? I tell you another thing. Brooklyn Black always looks sleepy if you look at his eyes. And that's one thing a nigga love to do is sleep.
OMG, does Uncle Ruckus have a Facebook?
I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't shut your ass up, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
You're not funny.
I'm going to get up out of here, nigga. Peace. I'm going to get up out of here.
All right, Uncle Ruckus. Yeah, that was Uncle Ruckus, man. Yeah, like, I'll leave you try to come on my head like that, fucking guy. We got about 5 minutes left, and like I said, if you guys want to, you know, tone down your weekend and try to take it out with a bang, you want to head to Champagne Splash Sundays going down at Club Passion. That's 40 West Merrick Road out there on Long Island. $10 cover. The dress code's kind of loose, you know, so you can go there, come as you are, and get it in, get it popping.
I'm so
lazy. And they only rock it from 10 to 2. We got the homie NBA from the group LFB is in the room. NBA, what's good, man?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, NBA, what's good, man?
I'm sleeping.
You hear me?
Right. Yeah, we hear you, man.
Nah, I'm in the bathroom at work, so it's kind of fucked up in here.
Oh, wow, this guy is talking to us while he's on the john. Like
taking a shit?
I was washing my hands, so just fuck it, I'll call. What's up,
NBA? What's your MJ moment? What's your defining MJ moment? As a person, you being an artist, what's your defining MJ moment?
Well, you know how in the, in the Smooth Criminal video, he does that lean forward shit. He did that on stage one time. I forgot, like, it was a special, like, they taped it, and, like, he did it on stage. That fucked me up. Like, to this day, I don't know whether, like, he had ropes attached to him or, like, he really did it, but it was crazy for me.
He really did it.
I was thinking about that, too, but, like, what about the other dudes? Like, they were doing it, too. They, like, got to lean forward. It was hot. That would be my moment. My absolute favorite moment.
He was bad. He did
that. All right, so let me ask you, NBA, what's your favorite MJ song?
Lady of My Life.
Lady of My Life. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that kind of, that hit me kind
initiating
of.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I don't like him.
BET Awards are tomorrow, too.
Oh, God, is that tomorrow?
I believe so.
Okay, that's right. BET Awards tomorrow, and unlike last year, L'Oreal does not have any power over the BET Awards, so Chris Brown will be in attendance, and from what I hear, he's supposed to be doing a tribute to MJ, and straight up, I can't front. If he does anything fucked up, slips up, anything like that, Chris Brown will be a dumbass of the week. Because anybody who's a Chris Brown fan or seen a Chris Brown video, heard a song, anything like that, will know MJ is, like, if not the biggest, one of the biggest influences in his career. So if he couldn't do a tribute, at least to show appreciation the right way, he deserves to be a dumbass for that. And that's straight up what it is with that. So if Chris Brown doesn't do his thing, best believe next Saturday he will be a dumbass of the week. I want to, you know, we got about a minute left in the show. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's in the panel tonight. Ebony, Lady Steel, Lucky Me, check them out. Her Cooking Season 2, Ebony, her cheesecakes is popping. NBA LFD, the mixtape is out. Strictly Business, check your local bodega.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we all doing the damn thing, brooklynblk@gmail.com. If you send your emails there, whatever, I do answer them personally. So I will see if you got guest suggestions, you got music to send me, all that good stuff, send it there. brooklynblk@gmail.com. I answer all of that and everything. But before the man comes and shuts me down, I want to give a shout-out, like I said, to all of the sponsors, Tough White Consultants, C. Belkis Communications. That's pretty much all my sponsors, but shout out to all those guys. Shout out to everybody who listens, everyone who checks in every week. You guys are my inspiration for going on every fucking week, even when I don't want to do it, when I feel like I don't need to do it. You guys are my push to do it, so I want to give you guys all a shout out. So you guys, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. All that good stuff. But before I get up out of here, I might just, you know, I'm gonna let you guys roll out with the Dance Machine, because that's the best, in my opinion, one of the best Michael Jackson get up and dance joints, all right? This is Free Game Radio. I'm going to get up with y'all next week, 11 o'clock, and do it all over again, all right? Peace out.
Peace.
Until the music stops now. Yeah.